Hey friends, it's December 6th, and yesterday I talked to you about thanking God for answered prayer. And I just really feel led to talk to you again today about this. Now, C.S. Lewis is one of my, I guess, theological heroes. He has a great story of coming to the faith. He's an amazing theologian that of course is really hard to read sometimes. He wrote some really easier to read and understand books like Mere Christianity, one of the greatest books that explain why we should be Christians and what Christianity is supposed to be. But then he wrote tougher ones like The Screwtape Letters. But he has a quote that I came across that is a reminder of being thankful for our prayers that are answered. And wouldn't you say it's true that a lot of the time we and maybe other people, we focus on prayers that aren't answered? In fact, there's so many people who have walked away from their faith because they don't feel that God cared. And they don't feel that God cared because essentially God didn't give them what they prayed for. God didn't give them what they want, so they took their spiritual ball and they went home. And, you know, first of all, I think that the more that we grow in our faith, the more that they realize that we realize that it's not about us. Dave Willis said, if God answered all of your prayers, would the world look different or just your life, right? I think that especially when we're young in the faith, we are somewhat self-centered with our prayers. And then I think a lot of us feel guilty about praying for anybody or praying for ourselves, and we just pray for other people. But regardless of which direction you go, there's a lot of people who've just lost their faith or decided God wasn't there because he didn't give them what they want. Now, first of all, I think there's a lapse in reasoning is to say because I don't feel it or because I didn't get what I want, it must not exist. That's like saying I don't believe that oxygen or wind is real, because when it's not windy, I don't feel it, so it must not be there. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But there nonetheless are people who have given up on the faith because they didn't get what they wanted. And going back to C.S. Lewis, he said that many people think their prayers are never answered because it is the answered ones they forget. I'm going to read that one more time. Many people think their prayers are never answered because it is the answered ones that they forget. And isn't that true? I tend to focus on, when I think of God answering prayer, I weigh more focus on what hasn't been answered in the way that I prayed. And it's so easy for me to forget those things that God has answered. So one more time, I want to pray with you today about really focusing on answered prayer. Prayer that God answers in the affirmative. He always answers yes, no, wait. That's a hard one, right? But he always answers our prayer. Let's pray with thanksgiving today for those prayers that he has answered. Once again, Father, thank you for all the prayers that you have answered that I have prayed. As we've talked before, the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And Lord, I want to be righteous, first of all, and I want to have effective prayer. But thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that you've answered, because I've prayed them. You make very clear in the word that you want us to ask for things. You want us to present our requests before you. Father, we just want to thank you for those prayers that you've answered. Thank you for the ones that you've answered that we forget. Those prayers that we pray and then you answer them, and sometimes the cares of this world or other prayer requests take precedence in our mind over those that you've answered. So forgive me, Lord, for forgetting how many times you've answered my prayers in the affirmative. Lord, today, as I walk through the day, may I be reminded through your Holy Spirit of many things that you have done for me or for those I love because I've prayed. Remind me of those answered prayer, Lord, and may that strengthen my faith to continue to pray fervently to you. In Jesus' name.